Hi, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's moving day at Tip Tap Tip headquarters.
And this not yet.
Well, not yet, but pretty soon. In like a month, hopefully.
Things
work out with paperwork and banks and lawyers and stuff. But we're gonna make it happen. In this episode, we talk about all the fun things associated with moving, finding a place to live, packing up all your stuff, and the actual moving itself. It's fun, just like us. This is Tip Tap Tip, Calgary's best podcast. Michelle, you're probably so sick of this song, at least this minute and a half of this song that we played probably about five or six times now as we try and get this intro right.
Are you excited?
Am I excited about moving?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be fun.
Are you actually going to pack up boxes, or are you just going to like leave for work every day and just wait for me to do it?
Well, I'm going to try as best I can, but you know, guys got to work. And I'm sure I'll help out wherever I can. Putting some marker on boxes and maybe putting some, and maybe telling you where to stack the boxes and yelling at you if you're stacking them incorrectly. You know,
because you care about that, right?
Yeah, I help out through this supervisor.
You know what you're going to do?
What?
Sort through all your wires. Yeah. I am not taking any more wires than is necessary to our new house.
No, this is actually a good thing. This is one of the things I look forward to, at least when we're going to be moving from one place to another, is getting rid of stuff. And
yes.
Part of the stuff, yes, Shell, will be wires. We have a wire surplus here. We have wires which exist for things which don't exist anymore.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
I take complete responsibility for this wire problem.
Thank you. There are drawers that I open and I'm like, what? It's all wires.
I know that drawer. I know the exact drawer you're referring to, and that's out in the garage in the filing cabinet, right?
I don't know how that happened. I don't know where those wires are, what they're for. I have no clue at all.
But apparently,
then I open up a Tupperware container, and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's more wires. And then I was looking for
wait. There's
an Allen key.
There's more wires.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Well. And I think they're from the salon, so that's partly my fault, but they're attached to devices there that we're going to try and sell in our massive moving sale.
Yeah.
But then I was looking for an Allen key, because you know, the one time that you need an Allen key from IKEA, you could never find one. Frustrating.
I think we have them, but they're all rusted out. Probably.
No. I did find them because they were not in that box of tools that got wrecked. Yeah. And then I looked at these drawers in your closet.
Yeah.
And there's more wires.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
I should have known. I knew this was going to happen when I first moved in with you.
Okay.
You know how?
How?
Because you had a computer desk.
Yeah.
A really nasty gray computer desk.
I think I remember the one,
And it didn't have any closed-in drawers. And I always had to look at this dust building up on your computer desk with your CDs and your wires. Yeah. And I was like, is he ever going to clean that? Is he ever going to dust that?
Was that a test?
And so I just left it. I was like, no, that's like his own personal property. I don't want to wreck anything. I don't want to move anything because maybe he's, you know, like has it there for a reason. And then finally, after a couple months, I was like, fuck it, I'm cleaning it.
I know. I notice every couple months or so that this desk is...
A couple months? Are you kidding me? I clean this desk so often because I have clients come. Like my hair salon is in our recording room.
Well, in our new place, that will...
You know what's going to happen? You're going to have your own man area.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have your own room with your computer in it.
Yep.
I will not enter into that place ever. And you will be in charge of cleaning it yourself.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because I know it's going to turn into the most disgusting room in the whole entire house.
I don't.
It will be so disgusting. You will never, ever clean it. The carpets will get stains in it. It will be full of dust and the garbage will be overflowing.
No, I don't think you give me
Pepsi
that.
Pepsi bottles.
No.
Oh, let's see what's in your garbage right now. Oh, wow. Your garbage is a small, regular office-sized garbage and you have put a parcel box in it.
Well, it has to go somewhere, right?
Well, of course. Why would you get up and put it in the recycling bin when you could put it in your office-sized garbage can?
Yeah, because the recycling...
And it fills it all the way up, so you can't even put anything else in there.
Well, first of all, why even bother? First of all, the recycling bin's all the way in like the other room,
I know, the kitchen.
I
know what you're thinking. I'll put it there. Rochelle will clean it up.
No, I'll eventually move it to the big garbage can.
You know what? That's going to end.
Oh, okay. Because what? I'm going to end?
You're going to have to grow into a big boy, Eric, and you're going to have to clean up after yourself.
Oh, man. Just I have like to grow up into a big boy?
Yeah.
All these things are happening right now. I'm so confused.
Anyway, that's my rant about wires.
But, we are fingers crossed. It's going to happen. We're moving to a new place. We're getting a house. Right?
Yes, well, this is our first, just if people don't know, this is our first house that we are buying.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a special present to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's also Eric's birthday this month.
Yep, and day after tomorrow, basically. Yeah.
So I'm taking back your present.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you don't need a house and the other thing.
Hey, oh, okay, then we'll just keep it. I don't want the house then. I want the
because you know what it is, right?
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do.
I have an idea, but you know.
Yeah, you're not allowed to guess. No guessing.
Well,
remember that time I was almost
When that stripper pops out of that giant cake, I will know that my guess is right.
Yeah, right.
What? What, you didn't get me that? Oh, this total bull. That's like the worst birthday ever.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Rochelle. Just ruining my very special day. Anyways, yeah, a lot of things to look forward to in this new place. One, the dedicated gym / computer room / tip-tap-tip studio.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm excited because I will have my own space too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
And it's going to be on separate floors. We'll never have to see each other ever again.
You know
it's
going
to be amazing.
You know what we need though, right?
Walkie-talkies.
Similar, an intercom system.
I like walkie-talkies.
That's also good.
Because then we can strap them onto our pants.
No, we can just
like cool people.
No, we can just do it like a police style where they put them on their shoulders. Just go, I have a food situation in the downstairs room. Could you send some backup with some nachos and
cheese.
Beer, please? Doot.
See, and so you think that I'm just going to be your servant? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, Bo's not old enough to follow those kind of orders.
No, you need to hire a maid if you want that.
Maybe.
The reason why we're not going to have an intercom system is because I don't want you to ask me those things.
Beep, beep. Rochelle, there's a...
No, beep, beep. Eric, fuck off. Beep, beep.
acknowledged.
So what were you doing yesterday? I came into your room and you're watching... Remember you were like watching that movie and then you're also playing Simpsons.
Oh yeah.
And then you're also...
That was a personal low. That was like one of the most lowest.
Yeah, let me see. iPad set up to the Simpsons game.
Oh yeah, it was.
Internet set up so you're reading about the Vulcan.
No, the Ferengi rules of acquisition. If anybody who's watched Star Trek Deep Space Nine knows that it's a very important part of the show.
And what was then the third thing? The third thing is small little movie playing in the corner of your computer screen. And the movie was...
The Avengers.
The Avengers. I came in and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What's happening here?
No, when you pointed that out, I had a sudden moment of realization. Like, oh man, I'm spinning out of control. This is bad. Like
three things it was. And you... what I find really interesting is when you're driving and I'm trying to talk to you, you're like, I can only concentrate on one thing. But here you're concentrating on three things.
Yeah, but
so you know what?
Here's the thing.
You can't say that excuse anymore. Yeah, but like, that's selective.
Yeah, but I can't crash a desk, all right? You know, what's going to happen? What's the worst that I can?
You can drive and talk at the same time.
Not as
well. Yes, you can.
Not as well as I can driving and sitting down. Mm-hmm.
What?
I can do a much better job talking and sitting down, pardon me, than I can driving and talking. So that's that. Yeah, that was when you pointed that out, though. Oh, man. Whew. Like, who would date me? Like, who?
I know. Like, I'm lucky. I ran away.
She's like,
oh. I ran away. I'm like, okay, I need to go now.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, lots to look forward to, which means maybe one show, maybe two, probably not, after this one. And then we'll be moving on out to the new thing.
Can we play that song, Moving On Up? Moving on of that song from that TV show.
Oh, man, now I don't
got that. Yeah, we're moving on up.
Hold on.
In the world. We are buying like the most expensive purchase that anybody buys in their whole entire life.
Just one sec. I'm going to do, through the magic of editing, I'm going to get the song ready here. Here, hold on. Well, we're moving on up. Moving on up. Better Rochelle, is this what you had in mind?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I should have played this at the beginning of the show, but hey, at least we're playing it, right? Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Okay.
What are you most excited about, Eric?
To my deluxe apartment in the sky?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really an apartment. It's not in the sky. Moving on up to my single family home in the suburbs. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
So. I know, it doesn't. No.
But hey, you know what? I finally got a piece of the pie. And so there you go. Pretty happy about that pie.
What are you most excited about, though?
Getting in on the action of being a homeowner. Getting in because I've been renting for my entire life and being able to actually do things with my place. You know, one of the things that Rochelle has talked about in the past is like, Eric, you don't do anything to the place. I'm always the one decorating. I'm like, yeah, because I don't own it. I'm going to be putting up things and decorating other things and knocking down walls and putting in trampolines and...
What?
Yeah, man, you have no idea what you're in for, so...
I'm a little bit scared.
Yep. It's going to be doing all sorts of crazy stuff because we can.
I know. I do like your idea of painting a deck. I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
Our steam.
I'm going to become Mr. Handy.
Mr. Handy, can I get you... Oh, man... I think you should get a tool belt.
You know, but...
Tool belts are sexy.
But...
Especially when you just wear like really short shorts underneath them.
No, what I want to get is...
Yeah, your vintage short shorts with it.
I want to get one of those Mike Holmes...
Bob the Builder hat?
Type outfits. What are like those things with all the pockets?
Wife beater shirt?
No, with all the pockets that he wears.
Overalls.
Yeah. But instead of like tools in there, I just want to put like... pepperoni sticks and Twizzlers.
It's gross.
Always prepared for... Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you can't build stuff with Twizzlers, Eric.
I can do it.
And pepperoni sticks.
Just watch me. I'll make the best things out of Twizzlers. Home renovation.
Okay, the thing I'm most excited about is sunlight in our kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a backyard and no more flies and bugs and wasps in our house, because the house we live in right now, because we rent it, there's no screens on the windows. And we have tried everything available on the market in, you know, for just putting a screen up.
Yeah.
And nothing ever lasts. You know, it's not this, it just falls down.
Yep.
So we've been dealing with bugs.
Wasps. We have been, you know, I've become an excellent wasp killer this summer.
Yeah. And moths. I'm like, oh, there's a moth in the house. Well, just leave it. It will die like overnight.
It'll just deal with itself. Moths. It'll get cold eventually.
Yeah. Here. I'm so excited that we don't have to deal with that.
Me too.
What was the other thing that I was like, oh, I'm so excited about this? Dishwasher.
Yeah.
We'll be having our first dishwasher ever in my whole entire life. I have never owned a dishwasher.
My entire adult life, I've never had a dishwasher.
Crazy.
I know, it's weird though, because part of our...
Oh yeah, sorry. I guess my adult life as well. As a kid, I had a dishwasher.
But... Yeah, it's going to be weird though, because now I'm going to have to talk to you more after dinner.
No, you have to put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Okay, so that's a thing.
Yeah. You rinse the dishes and then you put them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
You can't put food in the dishwasher.
I know you can't. This is...
Okay.
Things get wrecked.
And you still have to wash pans.
I know.
So you still don't have to talk to me after dinner. Oh, I don't want to, because I don't want to talk to you either after dinner.
This is some house hunting tips from Movie Moving, starring Richard Pryor, 1988.
Oh, God. Look at these windows. My plants are going to love it here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're taking all the windows with us. I'm kidding. I'm a joker. I'm a nut. Come on in the kitchen. I'll show you the kitchen. I built these cabinets myself.
They're beautiful. And tiles. Look, and two sinks.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're taking them with us. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, he's irrepressible.
I like your jokes, but the listing says something about a new heating system.
Oh, yeah, that's right. New furnace, gas, forced hot air. Very efficient. Come on out in the backyard. You like these doors?
I love them.
Sorry, we're taking all the doors with us.
Okay.
This material sucks, but I like his delivery.
I don't care, Arlo. I want this house.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I have lived in 14 different houses and I've never had my own pool. And I've always wanted one ever since I was a little girl.
Well, sister, I've got some bad news for you.
We're taking it with us.
I really like the joke, Roger, but I'd like to talk to you about financing this house.
Oh, terrific. Why don't we leave the little ladies here and you and I'll go inside and talk about it.
Man talk.
This is great. Oh, thank
it's great.
You.
Well, we love it.
Well, it's almost 3:30, and the movers should be there by now.
Boys, we're almost there.
I got the key, and I want everybody to close your eyes. Come on, kids, close your eyes. This is going to be you two. This is going to be a surprise. All right, close your eyes. Rah.
Open our eyes now?
No.
Uh-oh. So he's pulling up. It looks like all the siding is gone from the house.
The front door is gone.
They did take the stairs. And the tiles. But they didn't take the windows.
They took the cupboards.
Yeah.
I thought you said we had a pool.
Oh! and I bought this house from you. It had doors, stairs, and a swimming pool. Now where's the shit now?
Now hold on, Pear. I distinctly told you I was taking the pool and the doors with us.
You said you were joking. You were just kidding about that.
No, sir. No, sir. I recorded the entire conversation. I got the transcript right here. I said just kidding about the windows and the kitchen sink, so I never actually said just kidding about the doors and the pool.
Now listen, Cadell. Oh. You're bullshit, okay?
You know, I work with you 2 days putting my stuff back in order. I'm going to kick your ass.
Lesson there. Make sure you read your contract and know what's staying and what's... We did have...
use a realtor.
Yeah, exactly. I guess this is...
and lawyers.
So, lesson learned.
It's funny. It's kind of like Simon Says, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we should get into some of the situations that we've dealt with moving. From the couple of situations where you and I have moved, you know, when we moved from one place to another, but then any other experiences that you've had prior to that. So you moved, I guess your first big move would have been from Edmonton to Calgary. But how much stuff, you wouldn't have had a lot of stuff.
No, I didn't really have very much stuff because, I mean, obviously I was living with my parents, so I had whatever was in my room.
Yeah.
But I took too much stuff with me because it was my first time moving, so yeah. I understood it as I'm permanently moving out.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming back.
Never coming back again.
I took a lot of like decorative stuff that I didn't need because it wasn't a permanent place that I was living in. Like I moved into.
So your first move was to the State Res? Was that the very
first? No, that was not my first. Okay. My first place I lived in when I moved out was.
What was that? The.
Can I say it, please?
Okay.
Can I finish my own sentence, please? Mr. Butthead. I'm going to call it Mr. Butt In.
Well, I'll keep myself occupied by getting some more tea.
No, because then I'm doing that for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I did not even find this place at all. My aunt found it for me. A lady in her church was renting out a room.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the perfect scenario because I was going to be going to college. She lived right by the C train, which would take me right from her place to school in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And then because it was just a room, my rent was only $300 a month.
Yeah.
And that included actually breakfast. This lady would make me breakfast too. But when I was driving here with my family, I had this idea that it would be different. Like it would be like it's on TV.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd have my own apartment.
Oh yeah.
My own place.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I didn't know what it was. Like I didn't understand that. I didn't even know that people actually just rented out rooms in their house.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. So when we showed up, and when I realized I would be living with this 80-year-old lady in her house, I was like, ugh, this is not really cool. Like, I can't have parties and invite friends over or do anything here. This is just like living with another adult. And because she went to my aunt's church, it's like...
Everything you do would get back to your aunt.
Yeah.
Go back to your parents.
Exactly. Oh, so man. It was like not really freedom at all. It sucked. It totally sucked.
How long did you stay there for? How many months?
And the other, I only stayed there for 4 months because I just couldn't, I could not stay there. She had, this lady had a hoarding problem. Ooh. She would go to garage sales and she would collect things like plug-in water fountains.
Mm-hmm.
And like she had so much stuff. She had it very neatly organized.
Yeah.
But she had so much stuff that I didn't even realize that she had a dishwasher because she had so much stuff put on it.
Oh, so, yeah.
In her kitchen that I didn't even know what it was.
Yep.
And she had tropical birds in the kitchen.
Oh man.
It's like five tropical birds in the kitchen. So
so annoying, like all the time, just
and especially in the morning.
Oh.
You can't sleep in because those tropical birds are loud.
Well not. Oh man, it'd be the worst.
Yeah, and I'm not really a big fan of birds because they're not like cuddly and affectionate at all. Mm. And then she had pigeons outside of her house and bunny rabbits and three miniature poodles. And then her garage also had another, I don't even know how many birds in there. And she was breeding some birds too.
What? That's weird.
She had a lot, just, you know, she was like a hoarder of things and of animals.
That's strange.
Yeah. It was really weird. And then she, you know, like, but it was also kind of interesting too, because I like sneaking through people's stuff.
Yeah.
And I would look through like some of her stuff in the bathroom and I'd find these old hair products that I have never seen before.
Because they probably have not been manufactured in like 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I remember finding like some sort of like baked potato in the freezer that was from 1980s or something. It's just like expiry date was like a long time ago.
Actually, sorry, this is just an aside. I was going through the freezer at work in our little kitchenette, and I found something that was had an expiry date of like 5 years ago.
Whoa!
It was in the freezer, but still, I'm like, okay, this.
What was it?
It was one of those like sort of frozen pizza pastry type things.
Oh yeah.
And I look at the date. I'm like 2010 Whoa. May. I'm like, okay, garbage.
And when it's your own house, you just wonder, like, why wouldn't you see this? Why wouldn't you throw this out?
Well, if we're going back to what we were talking about before, you know, why wouldn't I throw out all those wires? I don't know. They just have them. I haven't got them.
Yeah,
around.
But food is, I find
food is different. Yeah,
food
yeah.
is different because when it's expired, you don't want other people to eat it and you're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
So.
So you, for 4 months, and then you moved to St. Ray's after that or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, because I couldn't stay there. I just, you know, I just told my parents. Like, it was weird because I think this lady started treating me more like her child than like an adult. And I wanted to move out of my parents' house. I did not want to have another parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'd wake up in the morning. She'd make me breakfast. She'd cut up grapefruit slices for me and have it all set up for me. And at that time, I wasn't eating breakfast.
Yeah.
I was getting out of bed as late as I possibly could.
Yeah.
And then my breakfast was a cigarette and a coffee.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Like, and so it was really nice and thoughtful that she was doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably would have been healthier.
Yeah.
But
one of the,
it's like I didn't want it.
One of my worst moving / living places was when it would have been in college is during the summer between years. I can't remember which years it was, but I was moving out of one place and then I had this other place lined up for September and I'm like, oh, it's great. But the kicker about this place was it was a house that was I think it was owned by, I guess, another fellow student of mine. I think he was a year younger, but anyways, I found out about this place that was opening up in September. But they were, you know, they were still doing renovations, to get it ready for people to live in, right? So September rolls around, and, you know, I'm getting, you know, packing up all my stuff. And then it turns out that this place, the renovations are not finished yet.
Oh, great.
So I'm like, I'm in a bind because I literally have like no other place to live. And so for the first, so like the place I was going to be staying in was, one of these downstairs rooms. But by the time, you know, the September rolls around, it's not ready. So I'm like, okay, for the first week or two, I was basically like sleeping in this upstairs area
in the same house
while the renovations were still going on, because they still had to do like the plumbing and like the downstairs bathroom and like the flooring, and like none of that was done. I'm like, so that's slowly getting done. October rolls around, like I think I'm finally able to move my stuff downstairs, which was not a lot. And then I think I was only there for maybe 2, maybe 3 months. And before I said, you know, this is, of which point they were still not finished.
What?
And at which point, I said, okay, I'm out. And I found a new place to live. I can't remember where I moved after that. But it's just like, really get it together. If people are going to be moving in based on you, being finished something, make sure it's actually finished on time. Like, it was crazy. Just watching this place kind of come together around me. And it's just so dumb.
Yeah, that would be a pain in the butt, especially when it's not your place.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be the one to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I had to deal with it for they were apologetic, and I think I did get some sort of reduction on rent because I basically didn't have any place to sleep except for basically this sort of area in the front room.
That's stupid.
It was so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah. What was your best place that you lived in? Your most favorite place?
My most favorite place. I liked my little place on. I don't know if the building is there anymore, but is on 12th Street and I think it's on 12th and 12th. Sort of. If you go, this is in.
I know the one you're talking about. The one that you always like. You pointed out sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a nice place. It had. I was on the top floor of a building. It had a nice skylight, big kitchen. I remember that. And
so my friend Dana lived in that building too.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. So when you walk in the door for Dana, you turn left.
Yeah.
And then you turn right. And it was like the very top and the very back of the building. Was that the same one that you were in?
Yeah. Cause I'd have to immediately go up some stairs.
Yeah.
And then I'd be on the left. One of the ones on the left.
Oh, okay. So the front of the building.
I was at the left back. I don't know if that makes any sense, but because it had a back door which led to, I think.
So if you're looking at the back of the building, you're on the left side. If you're standing in back of the building and you're looking up at the building, it's your left side or your right side?
I'd be on the right side.
That's where Dana lived.
Okay. Maybe she was in the same apartment. Who knows?
Well, she only lived there for a little bit, but it was like, just two rooms, like the kitchen and then the bathroom coming off the kitchen and then the back room.
Yeah. The back room was huge.
Yeah. It was huge.
Yeah.
But that's the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have, that's only, it was like a bachelor suite.
No, but like the way I had it set up this, and this is sort of typical, college setup is that, I had, my kitchen being the way it was. And then I had my little computer desk with my iMac, my original sort of blue green iMac. And then I had a couch, which I slept on.
So you didn't have a bed?
I didn't have a bed at that point in time. It's college. But then I had this whole back room, which I kept open, which I used to, to do whatever, play guitar, paint, whatever, right? It was great. It was a great little setup. I had a tiny, I remember sleeping on that couch. Star Trek Next Generation would come on late 1 o'clock in the morning or old Star Trek. And I just fall asleep to that. It's fantastic. So many good memories in that place. No bed though. So there you go. No, I don't think I had a bed for the entirety that I was in that apartment, which was months and months and months.
So you preferred living by yourself than with roommates?
At that point in time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I had, and the rent was pretty cheap from what I recall. And I remember, finding real, ways to eat cheap because, I was so poor at that time.
Yeah.
So poor. But
I don't know. There were parts I liked about living by myself, and then there were parts I really liked about living with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. But let's get on to...
It's hard to say.
Let's sort of get into our next section here, which is about moving, problems we've had with moving. I remember when we moved from our first place on 17th Avenue to our other place, we had a moving issue, which we'll get into after this clip.
Hi, this is BBB Consumer Tips with Kelsey Owen. Following a few simple rules when selecting a mover will go a long way toward protecting yourself from being victimized by a scam this moving season. BBB, along with the American Moving and Storage Association, recommend doing your homework before selecting a mover. When looking for a mover you can trust, make sure to research the business thoroughly. While state regulations vary, all interstate movers must, at minimum, be licensed by the federal government and assigned a motor carrier number that you can verify on FMCSA's website. Also, make sure to check out the business rating with BBB, which maintains more than 17,000 business reviews on movers across North America. Get at least 3 written in-home estimates. Not all price quotes online or over the phone are legitimate. And keep in mind that the lowest estimate can sometimes be a lowball offer that will cost you more in the end. And lastly, consider getting full value protection. It may cost you a few more dollars up front, but it can eliminate a headache after your move. It's important to note that just the required minimum coverage of 60 cents per pound would not cover the replacement cost of, for example, a flat panel TV if damaged in the move. For more consumer news that you can trust, visit www.bbb.org.
Anyways, but some good ideas there. I think the idea of getting these 3 different quotes is something we need.
Are we using movers? I thought we were going to do it.
Well, we can't move our heavy furniture. Who's going to move that?
Oh, so we're going to do some and then we're going to...
Yeah, like I think we can do some. Like that's what we did when we moved here. Like, you know, we were taking load after load in the...
Yeah, I was pregnant, so that was kind of different.
Yeah. I think we have to. Anyways, we can discuss this afterwards. This is not show stuff.
But okay, I want to say what happened when we moved that one time. So we had gotten an estimate from this company, and
this when we're moving here, or they
no the other like oh, from those. Our 17th Avenue to our 13th Avenue. So yeah, we seriously were moving what like 2 blocks.
Yeah,
and we were moving from a pretty busy street, and so we had booked this moving company at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, very
to
early.
Come pick up our stuff. So we had everything packed away, everything ready.
Yeah,
when we said to them specifically, we are on 17th Avenue. This is a busy street. You need to come at 7 a.m. because after that, you will not find a spot on this street. And we can't get our stuff out the back of the building because there's a fence there. So what do? They don't show up. We're like waiting.
I remember that because I think you were at work and I'm at home waiting for these people.
No, I was at home.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to go to work or something. I can't remember. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening is that company said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we'd have a booking problem. So we are going to pass you on to a different company," which we did not know anything about this company, right? So, you know, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't last minute try and find it. It was too crazy, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, yes. Thank you. So this other truck shows up 4 o'clock, whatever. And then they give us a quote and we sign the paperwork. We say, yes, we agree on this quote. Then he drives our stuff, what, like 2 blocks?
Yeah, not for all.
Our new place was a 4-story walk-up. Yeah. Our old place was, we were on the second floor, so not really that big of a deal. After they finish driving to our new place, the guy looks at the 4-story walk-up and he says, sir, it's going to be this much. And he's holding all of our stuff in the truck.
That was the worst.
So, I mean, we have no negotiating power whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think it was quite a lot more.
It is almost twice as much more.
Almost twice as much. Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like this.
And like, what are you going to do?
They had me by the balls. I'm like, well, all of Eric and Rochelle's possessions are in this truck. And they are saying that they will not move them until we give them money. I'm just like, I cannot. I wish I would have written down some more information about this company because they're a total scam. Like, and I have a feeling a lot about a lot of moving companies. I just from the 2 times we've actually hired like movers, it's always been several hundred dollars more than what they originally quoted.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And then they also, like, they're really not careful with anything.
Well, we'll get into the,
They broke one of our lamps. They dented one, you know, like a basic IKEA table. You put a little dent in it. Well, now the whole table, it's white. It looks like shit because now it's got this huge dent on the top of it. Like,
it's the worst.
And it's just particle board. Like, it's not.
So I think this time around, I'm definitely going to do my research. Going to get some recommendations from people who've, you know, use certain places and that.
Yeah, I think that's the way
because, you know, Fool me twice. Well, whatever. But
fool me once.
Shame on me. Fool me twice. You're a total jerk, but I'm stupid too. And fool me three times. Just put me, you know, bury me. I don't know.
I don't think that's how it goes.
I don't know. It goes something like that. I'm pretty sure. I'm certain it goes like that. But yeah, if you're in the Calgary area and you can recommend it to movers who are not total scammers or jerks, info@tiptaptip.com. We don't like scammers. We don't like jerks when it comes to moving all our precious, rakeable possessions. So let us know. Yeah, that was... Yeah, and well, this, and when we moved here, yeah, like we got a quote, and I think it won't be bad this time around because we're not moving from one downtown place to another. Because that was those, and we're always,
you know what, the reason why we got charged so much is because these people had to walk up four flights of stairs,
yeah,
and then every time these people who were moving for us would get to the bottom of the stairs, they would have a smoke break.
They had these last movers is like, okay, you guys.
It took them
forever.
So long.
Well, they're getting, first of all, they're getting paid by the hour. So it's like, there's.
And they're walking up and down four flights of stairs carrying really heavy things.
And in
so
that,
I get it. You do need to take a break. But if we're getting charged by the hour.
I remember that particular moving trip. While they were packing up their large truck, I was going back and forth in our little PT Cruiser, taking boxes to our new place.
I know. And you know what we should have been doing is we should have had one person at the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our apartment. That's what I was doing, cleaning at the time. Yeah. One person monitoring them, telling them, bring this down, bring this down. Another person at the bottom of the stairs helping them pack up the truck because they were... I wasn't able to go up and down the stairs with them.
Yeah.
And so they just hung out at the bottom of the stairs forever.
And I was driving back and forth. So
yeah, I know, but you shouldn't have been doing that. You should have waited until after. I'm just saying, like, lesson learned, right? Like, you need to monitor them.
So
it will be easier this time around because we're just in a house.
And we won't be putting up with
any... to a house.
BS.
Yeah. No smoke breaks.
No smoke breaks.
Okay, Bo is summoning us. It is time to go.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Well, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip, moving edition. If you have any moving tips, any moving stories, send them in, info@tiptaptip.com. And especially if you know of any movers who are not total jerks and scam artists from the Calgary area, we definitely need to know who to trust with all our precious stuff. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap up? No? Nothing? Nothing at all, Eric, except that you're incredibly
bald
and that you're incredibly handsome and stuff.
I'm just looking at your nostrils. They're so huge.
My nostrils are not huge.
Look at that. I could stick two fingers in your nostrils.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't want to. I'm just saying hypothetically I could possibly do that.
Well, you could do that. And...
But I'm not going to.
Okay. Don't. Now you're just being creepy and weird. All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
See you later.